Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and I have Melanie Cutting with me, so it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Well, thank you. I missed last week. I'm so sorry. I wonder if anybody missed me, but anyway, I'm back.
Great. Good to see you back.
I have seen not one, but two movies.
Oh, great.
Two whole movies.
Mm-hmm.
And one that I haven't seen yet, which is foolish because it's on Netflix, which I get in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of these days I'm really going to have to just sit down and watch this movie, Roma, because it's been getting wonderful reviews. And there's just something... I often just do movies for escapism.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling, this one's going to be a little too close to reality. So I'm sure I will enjoy it and think that it's a wonderful movie. It's just a question of flicking on the TV and watching it. So anyway, I didn't see that one. Maybe next week. But what I did see, the two movies that I saw, one is called Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Glass, mm-hmm. with James McAvoy and Bruce Willis. And I've mentioned this before, it's a movie by M. Night, I think it's pronounced Shyamalan.
Okay.
Who has done many movies at this point. Only one or two of which I have frankly liked. And certainly his big, the movie that everybody judges him by is The Sixth Sense, which mm-hmm. goes back quite a few years now, but at least 20. I haven't much liked anything he's done since then, frankly. But anyway, my husband wanted to see Glass, and I said, okay, we can go see Glass, mm-hmm. and I can talk about it on the radio, even though I suspect I'm not going to like it. And in fact, I didn't like it.
Okay.
But it was, in a sense, it was entertaining. I mean, I was not falling asleep during this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, this is just the most ridiculous movie. But it kind of kept my attention. My husband said, I was entertained the whole time. The third character who has a major role is Samuel L. Jackson, and these three main characters all stem back to other movies that this same director has done, and in fact this is the third in a trilogy of movies, the first one being The Sixth Sense, and mm-hmm. then one called Unbreakable, and another one, this is the third one, is Glass. But anyway, it's one that I would say if you have liked things that this director has done before, and if you can put up with a lot of nonsense, by all means, go see it. It's mm-hmm. just the performances are quite good. James McAvoy, who plays he was in the movie called Split. Excuse me, there was Unbreakable. I'm sorry, forget what I said earlier about the first movie being in this trilogy. It was not The Sixth Sense, although it had Bruce Willis in it. It was a movie with Bruce Willis called Unbreakable, where Bruce turns out to be unbreakable. He can't mm-hmm. he can't be hurt. And in that same movie, trouble with this guy's name. Samuel L. Jackson plays someone who is can only be hurt. Everything he does kind of ends up hurting him. And then that was the first movie, and then the second movie was called Split, about a guy mm-hmm. with a split personality, and this is the third and hopefully last in the trilogy, called Glass. If you've watched any of those and you say, I'm really looking forward to the third in the series, then you'll probably like it. And James McAvoy, who plays he has a split personality. I think there's a much more I think there's a better term mm-hmm. for that these days, but he has something like 20 personalities living inside him, and he kind of switches from one personality to another very quickly and very physically. And one of his characters is called the Beast, and he's obviously his inner personality, which is the really scary one. Mm-hmm. Some of the others are, you know, I think there's a teenage girl and some others, but when the Beast comes out, not only does our hero turn into the Beast mentally, he turns into the Beast physically. So that was kind of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Anyway, not a movie I would go out of my way to recommend, except for people who, as I say, who have liked this director's movies in the past, or who would really like to see more of the these three characters who've already been in his other movies. Okay, enough about Glass. obviously not one of the better ones I've seen. And the next movie, and this is one I was really, really wanting to see, is the movie called If Beale Street Could Talk. And it's based on a James Baldwin book. Set in, it's the 70s, maybe the mid-70s in New York, and centers on a black family, in particular a young black couple, who are, wonderful people. She has a job in a department store, and he is kind of a struggling artist. They love each other to bits, and then there is an incident with the law, and needless to say that it was things go sideways very quickly. The young man is simply railroaded into jail. As somebody, a woman who he has never met, said, "Oh, I've been raped, and it was this guy." And it wasn't this guy. He was nowhere near there. Mm-hmm. So that whole saga about this miscarriage of justice takes up a big chunk of the movie. I discovered, as much as I had wanted to see this movie, and the two friends that I went with said, we really liked it.
Okay.
I said, oh, I really didn't. And as you regular listeners know, I go to Rotten Tomatoes to see mm-hmm. how not just a critic, but all critics and many audience members feel about movies. This movie got a 95% on the tomato meter.
It's amazing.
And the audience score was 69%, which is very respectable, mm-hmm. of course, but, 95%. And I said, wow, how could I be so wrong? I'm not wrong, but why is my opinion so different? I found it excruciatingly slow, and I thought, maybe I'm just not in the right frame of mind, but I'm just fidgeting and finding myself annoyed with the fact that the characters weren't kind of really doing anything as concrete mm-hmm. as I thought they could to find who the actual perpetrator of this was.
Okay.
And it was kind of like, there's lots of very warm and tender scenes that go on too long. Mm-hmm. And there's in the audience reviews for this movie on Rotten Tomatoes, this was the one that I said, I like this guy, I agree with him. It said, if Beale Street could talk, it would warn you to avoid seeing If Beale Street Could Talk. That's kind of how I felt about it. The acting was good, but the story was excruciatingly dull, and the music a major distraction. Was it arty crap or crappy art? And so on. Anyway, I don't think I felt quite that strongly about it, but I was sitting there and I kept looking at my watch quietly and thinking, when are they ever going to actually do something concrete about getting this poor fellow out of jail. And of course, mm-hmm. being in jail for him as an accused rapist and being black was just no picnic, needless to say. Mm-hmm. I won't tell you how it ends. It's not the worst ending in the world, but and I do believe that the book it's based on, James Baldwin, was and is a fine book. In my opinion, despite what all the reviewers thought, I didn't think it translated well into a film, and especially not in 2019, because it was a situation that if it were taking place today, they would have used all these forensic tools that they have to say, no, it wasn't this guy, and it couldn't have been this guy. And there were just some things that when I was watching, I thought, why aren't they actually figuring this out and doing something real about it? So, again, I would not say don't see it because I found it dull and slow. It's more slow than dull. This, in fact, the performances are very good. The newcomers are, wonderful to look at and do fine acting jobs. But if you go to the movies and you want something a little more lively, you might not like this one. But as I said, my two friends who I usually agree with, we're usually pretty much on the same page with movies, said we did like it and we kind of just got used to the pace. We said it's okay that it's slow because we feel that that's the appropriate pace. And maybe that's what I was missing. I was just waiting for the pace to pick up and it kind of didn't. Mm-hmm. But I will never say don't go see this movie because you may very well love it. Anyway, so those are the movies that I saw. I wasn't totally delighted with either one of them, but I'm happy that I did get to see them. What's coming? We have Miss Bella in English, and I actually don't know much about this except that it's getting very good reviews, which is great. The star is kind of an up-and-coming young woman named Gina Rodriguez. What else have we got here? A number of movies are only there in French now. Mm-hmm. That had started off life in both languages. Vice, which I loved, is there now in French. On the Basis of Sex, about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is there only in French. So, as always, if you see a movie that's playing that you would like to see while it's still playing in English, don't wait around. Jump into your car and head downtown for the Maison de Cinema. And I can tell you what is coming, because there are a few coming down the road. Starting Friday is the Lego Movie, the second part. And it's a feature-length cartoon, which is doing very well. You know, people loved the first Lego Movie, and they seem to be loving the second Lego Movie. I think it's just kind of uber cute.
Okay.
And one that I might enjoy because I do like cartoons, I must admit. The other one, which is coming in English, starting on February 8th, is another Liam Neeson movie called Cold Pursuit. And Liam Neeson his recent career has been all about revenge movies. He goes from one revenge movie to the next, playing usually only a slightly different character who finds out that he's been wronged in some way. He's probably lost a loved one. So in this one, based on the trailers that I've seen, he is in a very cold climate, could be Canada, and he is looking for the bad guy. So I saw that and I thought, I have not enjoyed any of these movies. I think Liam Neeson actually is an excellent actor, but since he's discovered that he's laughing all the way to the bank by making these revenge movies. He's just, it seems to be all he ever does.
Okay.
So, Cold Pursuit is in that same vein of now I'm going to find the bad guys and do awful things to them because they're really terrible bad guys. That's what I can gather from the trailer. So if you have enjoyed his revenge movies, then by all means, see this one. And if you don't mind sitting through a movie where everything is basically ice and snow, just like real life here, then it could be something that you would enjoy. And certainly the Lego Movie 2, it's called Lego Movie, the second part, it just looks like good fun for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for me between now and my next sit down with Maureen in the studio. I may see a movie or two, and I will just have to watch Netflix and sit through the movie that I have been avoiding a little bit called Roma.
Okay.
So I actually watched about 15 minutes of it, and I thought, I'm not liking it. I'm not disliking it. I'm just not into it. So okay. I'll have to come back another time. And of course, it's on Netflix, so you can do that.
Anyway, okay.
So that's it for me.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.